We're doing the Chazon Ish. We're up to the third section of the third chapter. Umi shelo ukva belibo hayisod hazeh. Whoever has not implanted within his heart this fundamental principle to recognize, based on halacha, who is the persecutor and who is the persecuted. The Chazon Ish had said that it's very easy to be misguided in this. And if you don't work based on halacha, then you can end up with an opposite conclusion from halacha. And if you don't work with that fundamental principle, lo yoilenu rav likcho ve'emetz shkidato liknot midot metukanot. So then it doesn't help the amount a person studies or the amount of effort a person invests to acquire correct traits. You can work very hard to be a truthful person, but if you don't realize that you have to verify the truth based on the halacha in every argument, so then all your work is for naught. Kibihipagsho betatsumot imre'ehu, because when he suddenly encounters quarrels with his friend, betach yichatz mishpato kintiyotav ativiyot. So then a person will decide who is just and who is not based on his own personal partiality. Ve'af im hinan metukanot, and even if a person's traits are correct, so he has good midot, lo yatimu leitim krovot im halacha hashmeimit. Nonetheless, it often happens that our own perception of what's right and wrong does not match up with heaven's perception of what's right and wrong. We have our own system, and it can very well be that in our logic, Mr. A is right, and yet the Torah says that Mr. B is right. V'im yisod mishpato yiyeh me'uvat, and so if the fundamental basis for one's decision is in error, kol toldotav titchayevna liyot yaldei zarim vechever mashchitim. So then the outcome of that decision is already, it's already a foregone conclusion that the outcomes will be foreign, they will be destructive. Hoy ki Isaac mikridau deki debemata lefanav yitbarach hatzileni mirodfai ki ametzu mimeni. Whoa! Because he will yell and he will say, I think he's referring back to the example he gave earlier. The example he gave in the first section of this chapter, where new educators come to town, educators are called mikrei dardiki, those who teach children the verses of Torah. So if a person goes by his own logic, he will think that the incumbent, the educators who are in the city, mikrei dardiki debimata, the teachers of the city who were there first, so they think it's unfair competition that new teachers are coming in. And we know the halacha says that when it comes to education, we promote all kinds of competition. Open up a new school, compete with them. It'll only promote better learning. But the incumbent, the teachers who were present first in the city, they will call before Hashem and say, Hashem, hatzileni mi rodefai ki ametzu mimeni. Save me from those who are persecuting me, those who are haunting me, chasing me down, because now they've overpowered me. Yet from heaven, a voice figuratively will answer him. Woe to those who behave like Zimri, who actually went with prohibited women of Moab, and yet ask for rewards, for benefits, as though they were zealous like Pinchas, which is a borrowed term. This is it says, Yanai HaMelech, who was a Sadducee. When he was lying on his deathbed, his wife said, what am I going to do? He said, what are you worried about? She said, the rabbis. He said, don't worry about the rabbis. The rabbis are going to be straight with you. You have nothing to worry about. What you see is what you get. What you have to worry about are the con men, the people who behave like Zimri. In the dark, they're completely distrustful. And yet in broad daylight, they walk around as though they're heavenly pious. And that's the people you have to worry about. That's called Osima Se Zimri. They behave, in fact, like Zimri. They're doing prohibited things. Umbakshim Sachar Ke Pinchas. But they ask for wages as though they were the pious Pinchas. So the Chazon Ish says, if a person doesn't learn the halachos, then he might very easily side with the teachers who were in town. And the teachers in town call out and say, we're being persecuted unjustly. And in heaven they answer them and say, woe to you, you're behaving unjustly and asking for wages as though you were the pious one. Halo atahu arodef, the incumbent, the teachers who were present in the city first, they're the ones who are persecuting because the new teachers are in the right. Halo atahu sheincha noseh panim latorah, in heaven they respond and say, but you, the old teachers, you're the ones who have no respect for Torah. Halo katavti b'torati d'mikedar d'kilomatzi le'akev. I wrote in my Torah that you cannot prevent new teachers from entering town to teach the young children. So at first glance we would say that justice sides with the old teachers. They were here first. And yet the Torah says not that way. The Torah says when it comes to education, we promote competition. And that's why he says a person must acquire this basic principle that his ethics go based on the halacha. And otherwise he could find himself on the wrong side of the fence, fighting in the name of justice, and yet he's fighting against justice. Yes?
The question, because the Chazon Ish is last century, relatively recent, and he's writing this, and it would seem, you know, obviously he's talking about, you know, within the halachic orthodox framework, we allow, you know, different schools. It sounds ideally great, you know, have respect, we'll see your evidence, you want to send your kid here, you want to send your kid there. In practice, it doesn't seem to be that way. I mean, it makes for sinat, makes for machlokas. You know, I mean, again, I don't have an answer because he's commenting here on what specifically where he gets that, his own.
It's a Gemara in Baba Basra.
Yeah. So, but in this day and age, I don't know. I mean, it seems that, you know, it seems that it can create a lot of. Ideally, it should be like that, in my opinion. It seems beautiful. But it also can create a lot of.
Friction. He says that.
That isn't handled. You know, it's like, are we ready for it?
He says that stems from a weakness of the ethics of society. He says, technically, it's if that's the halacha, then they should respect it. But he says that it's very likely that people won't. That's why he brings that example, because the people fighting it feel self-justified. For sure. Right. And we were here first. We were the educators.
Right. Aside from the more selfish reason, you could say, which is the, you know, whatever. The really idea that I've got on my side and they don't is that's the
danger. That's what he's saying. Emunah isn't enough if you're not going to work with halacha, because then in the name of God you could do everything.
That's but they will find some source in Rav and halacha to back them up. That's mm-hmm. The question is, you asked me before when you so honestly said, "Yeah, that's but that's the